time.
Okay, PJ, the microphones are on.
There you go.
Welcome along. It is PJ and Jim's.
No, it's not. It's PJ and the Wanker McKay. I tell you something.
What have I done now?
This is what you've done now.
Oh, right.
Give me a Rubik's Cube challenge, which has actually properly frustrated the living shite out of me today in a big way.
You've only had it for...
almost 2 hours, 50 minutes. 2 hours.
2 hours, 8 minutes.
Okay, shit the bed. I didn't mean to. I'm very sorry if I'm not being specific enough for you. If I'm not.
How can you be frustrated after 2 minutes, 2 hours and 8 minutes?
Because look how much I've got done. Literally nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
How long have you been trying it?
For 2 hours and 8 fucking minutes, apparently, according to you. Unbelievable. So then Jim McCabe gave me the set me up to fail. Absolutely.
Hang a
set
second
me
now.
Up to fail, by the way. Gave me a Rubik's Cube because we had, what are they called? Weirdos.
Speed cubers.
Speed cubers. Basically, people who compete professionally or compete anyway as who can solve a Rubik's Cube the fastest.
Yeah.
And knowing that I wouldn't have. He's given me.
Hang a second. You said that you could do one, but it took you like. What did you say you could do? You said the other day something about a Rubik's Cube. You said you could do it.
Oh, but I'd have to take the stickers off and rearrange them.
Oh,
Yeah.
Oh, you should have made that specific.
Well, what? You didn't think I was going to be able to solve it?
I thought you might have solved it in an hour, like, or something.
No, I have to take... Yeah, I can do it in an hour if I take the stickers off and line them up on the desk and then put them back on. That's how I solve it.
Oh, my God. So you're saying...
You're not going to solve it turning the
things.
There
was no point in me starting that clock. I should have just started a calendar. Is that what you're saying?
But that's what you are doing. The calendar has been set.
But what I was saying, like, you know, hours and week, or sorry, I was saying days and weeks. I was joking. I thought you were going to have it done, like, say, you know, before the end of the show.
No, man. Oh, no.
Might we be checking in at, like, I don't know, the new year?
This is why I'm angry at you. You've taken months off my life. Months off
but
my life.
There's tutorials. You can get tutorials.
I know there's tutorials. The man with the beard. Yes, they show me. I've been on the internet. And step one is... You think I've been trying to solve the cube for 2 hours?
Yeah.
No! I've been trying to solve step fucking one for 2 hours. I can't get the first step.
What's step one?
You're supposed to get the white side of it. As if there's the white one in... The bit that has the fucking white side in the middle. And you're supposed to make a cross... And that is apparently your first stage.
Right.
I can't do it. I did it accidentally once and then I got talking to feckin' Helene outside.
Right.
And then I mixed it up without thinking and now I can't get it back.
A white cross.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're looking at the right tutorial?
Of course I'm looking at the right tutorial, yeah. Yeah. I can't get it. I'm very close, but I can't get it. 2 hours, 8 minutes, look. Look.
So now you know why you have to watch this.
That's
on
what it is.
Facebook
2 hours,
as opposed
minutes.
To just listening
and
to it.
There's four bastards. Look. Unbelievable. I can't do it.
So, Red, they said, you know, back in the day, Rubik's Cube, hours of fun.
There's no fun in it.
It's actually, it depends on who you are. There could be months of fun.
Months? And not fun. This could end in a killing spree.
Oh, yeah. What happens if you go full postal?
Well, then, come in here
and start smashing it up.
You're first. If I get my hands on the shotgun, you're first. Yeah. And it'll be like that thing where they go...
Your Honour, I'd like to say something in my defence. He gave me a Rubik's Cube!
And it'll be like that thing they'll say, why did you do it? And I'll go, I'll tell you why. Because if I was in a room with Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler and Jim McCabe and I had a double barrel shotgun, I'd shoot Jim twice.
Well, that's just lovely to say about a chum who gave you a gift. Literally gave you a gift.
Oh my God. It's the most. They are. It is unbelievably frustrating. And then.
And literally, you know, though.
That's,
I mean,
only the first bone I have to pick with you today.
Because
you've been relishing. Because you've been relishing the fact that since it's Halloween ended at midnight, that every single text of the show comes in this morning going, even if it's Hitbit. By the way, Happy Christmas, PJ. You've been loving all that.
No! I feel obliged to you know,
to ruin my life.
No, to give a voice to the people when they come in on the text and the WhatsApp. Yeah. They look to me.
Is that
to
it?
Say,
is that
Jim,
it?
Please voice my opinions on the air.
Oh, my God.
And they just
God.
So happens they all wanted to wish you Happy Christmas.
Platforming wankers.
On the first so of doing,
you know the way they say that about, you know the way they say that about all, like the when they people who interview Katie Hopkins and all them.
Yeah.
I say, you're platforming hate.
Is that what they say? Is yeah. that the, is that
you're
a thing plat- now?
You're giving hate a platform. You're platforming. That's what they say, yeah. You know, well, I think you're platforming wankology. Yeah. That's what you're doing.
It's like, do you know, there's a great thing. Who did it? I don't know if it was... Was it Dara O'Brien or somebody did it? And basically it was like, you know the way, because the media... Because where all the world is... balance and PC and whatever they call it now. Yeah. It's not. That's the weird thing.
That's the
they
problem.
They claim it.
Yeah.
It was actually fucking not. But
no, anyway, it's just too polarised.
So the weird thing about it is, right, so you get somebody on, right, and you get some expert on. It doesn't matter what it's about. Could be climate change, could be some war, could be anything. You get an anything. Expert on, somebody who's actually, you know, like immersed.
Professional in their field.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
And then for balance, you have to get some other fucking idiot on.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have to have the other side of the story.
Yeah.
It's so you're literally turning to a bloke Jim or a Carr woman or somebody who's a clown.
Jim Carr. Isn't it? Here's a drummer from a band in Dundalk.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? So you get some personality. Yeah, I know, just that you can't Richard Dawkins or something. You know,
yeah, yeah.
No, well, he's more just in the 80s. Someone like Neil deGrasse Tyson, one of the greatest physicists in the world.
Right, yeah.
You know, someone
yeah.
like it. So he's on and he's telling you how the world functions. And like, you know, those things, simple, yeah. simple things like that, you know, how the temperatures of the world are changing. Not even saying, yeah. And then you go, right, and in the interest of fairness,
here's
Jim Carr from The Course.
Here's Danny Healy Ray to tell you that.
Yeah, in the interest of balance. So, what do you think? I think Holy God has a hat, and when he wiggles his hat, the sea gets warm. I think that's what it is. If he wiggles his hat, the sea gets warm. And if he takes a slash, it starts to rain. And I think this man over here, he may have gone to college, but that doesn't mean I'm thick as a shite. It does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, why, I know. Yeah.
Why do you have that? That's not balance.
It's not
that's
balance.
That's just allowing a lunatic to have their
it's
say.
Platforming a wanker. Yeah. Someone who's mental. Yeah. Platforming madness.
Oh,
yeah. I know
shit.
What you're talking about. Well, a perfect example of that. Well, it's actually not an example of, but how the voices sneak through. You know, they had your man from, he was from the research. Talk about, he had research, blood in alcohol.
Right.
And you know, how it affects your... So before you're aware of it affecting your abilities to drive or to write or to read even,
yeah.
he had researched that it's so much smaller than we'd imagined. Now, he's not saying anyone's an alcoholic.
No, no.
He's not saying that. He's not even telling you what to do.
Yeah, it's just a scientific fact.
Yeah, he goes, believe it or not, your blood alcohol levels get affected. Blood. So, you know, and then he comes out and goes,
I think having a big dinner is as bad is having a few pints and then driving home.
Like, having a dinner. Having a dinner.
Yeah.
He thinks having a dinner
is
as bad as a few pints.
Yeah.
And drive. And by the way, I'm not even. I don't give a fuck what you do. I just think you're mad.
Yeah.
Mad.
But the fact of the matter is, it's the fact that that has to be given, as you say, a platform. It has, you know, that television, radio, newspapers,
yeah.
or whatever, all have to.
Feel like they should. They don't have to, but they feel like they should.
You know, balance.
Yeah, because everybody loves a row. That's what it comes down to. We all love a row, right?
And if you don't, you'd be accused of being some sort of right-wing fucking fascist.
Oh, yeah. And they're all mental on both sides. You know what I mean? They are. Everyone's so polarised.
Yeah.
Left-wing tyrants telling us how to think and right-wing fucking lunatics telling us how to act.
Yeah.
And we're all somewhere in the middle. Most of us are somewhere in the middle.
I was just going to say, what's happened is that left and right have actually gone so far that they've kind of gone in a curve and met each other
around the back, yeah, and they're having a fight behind the bike shed.
So,
and we're all listening to it.
Extreme left and right is actually closer.
Yeah.
You're better off. The furthest you be from both of them is in the middle.
Yeah.
Meet them both at the end.
And we're all around the front of the bike shed trying to pretend we can't hear the fight. trying not to get involved. You know, we're all like, it's terrible, isn't it? The rain and all.
Yeah.
Listening to the noise.
I'm trying not to say anything that's... that, you know, that might spark somebody saying...
That might get you involved.
Exactly. God forbid. That, yeah, you have to be... You're trying to look for the most vanilla language you can find.
I don't want to be in trouble. It's gas to me. That's a bad thing. Look at you. Chicken shit. Just because you don't want to get involved. Oh, you'd rather stay quiet.
Yeah.
Why is that a bad thing? Why is preserving myself when I don't agree with anyone?
Yeah.
Why is that a bad thing?
And you can't win anyway. Because if you said something, somebody go, mind your own business. What do you know about it? I was only giving an opinion. Yeah. Who needs your fucking opinion?
Well, who asked you? You fucking bollocks. middle-aged man, shy talk, how are you? You're probably walking through the park fiddling with squirrels. What? I never fiddled with a squirrel. Ah, yeah, that's what you say. Filthy animal, you.
It's like, we were talking about, PJ, we said we're talking about this earlier on. There was some stories come up, right, about somebody who was allegedly involved. Oh, no, I don't think it was even allegedly. I think it was proven. This person was up to no good, right?
Yeah.
And they were involved in the footballing world. And when this thing was exposed, they put a picture of this person with...
That's right. I don't even want to say who it is because it brings him into disrepute.
Absolutely. With another person who has absolutely nothing to do with it. They just happened to have met this other person.
They scored a goal or something. Right?
Yeah.
So he was on the pitch and he scored a goal. And he scored a goal. And we're talking back in this.
Yeah, yeah.
The 60s or something, right? Or the early 70s. He scored a goal. Right? And then this person, who was a known person in Ireland, a real loved person in Irish society, obviously ran up to him, not knowing he was a diddler.
Yeah, of course.
Right? He didn't know he was a diddler. And runs up and hugs him. Yay. And the picture, when they done your man for the diddling, was him hugging the other fella. I was like, why are you getting him involved?
He doesn't even need to be associated with it at all.
He didn't do anything. He hugged him.
So you
when he thought he was a normal person. And now he's in. And the picture then that goes, pictured with.
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing that?
Yeah. His name gets dragged into something he had absolutely no knowledge or anything
on. Anything to do with. That's what I'm terrified that one of us gets in trouble for something because the other one's going down just by association.
Yeah, actually, God, I'm on very thin ice with you.
Ah, here now. Come off it. I never diddled anybody or anything.
No, not that.
What are you
talking
about?
Just generally being mad. You could do mad stuff. And then, it'd be like. Known associate of, Jim McCabe.
No,
Well,
if I ever get in trouble for anything, I'm bringing you with me. Get in trouble, if I'm ever in the court, I'm going to say, look, I don't know what happened. All I know is I was encouraged by Jim McCabe.
Yeah. That'll be your ultimate revenge for the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
yes, Your Honour, I'd like to actually plead guilty to this and say I was helped along and assisted by Jim McCabe, who also deserves to go down.
Now, you regret the Rubik's Cube now. There's a little puzzle for you to work out, your bollocks.
Talk about revenge as a dish best served cold. I was sitting there looking at the telly and, I believe you were involved in a huge, illegal activity.
If I ever die before you, if I ever die before you, just on me, I want my last words to be accusing you of something that you have to deal with. Just as there they go. Have you any last words? Jim McKay murdered Sheriger.
Imagine
that. I'd be like, oh my God. He confessed. PJ got it off his chest before he died.
Because the way people put emphasis on deathbed confessions.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did he do that even?
I don't know.
This idea that you're
doing it to you.
This idea that you're suddenly going to be really honest and everything because you feel you've nothing left to lose.
Yeah.
But it's the perfect opportunity to
get someone in trouble.
Wait, let me tell you.
Jim McCabe was the leader of the IRA. Yeah. I'm definitely going to do something like that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's terrible. I'm going to make sure I go before you now.
I'm going to leave a will or something and it won't be given out to anyone. It'll just be a confession by PJ Gallagher and a load of crimes I read about in the paper.
Jim confessed to me in between the songs. It was during Lionel Richie dancing on the ceiling that he told me how he killed Sheriger.
November the 1st, 2019. He says he got Sheriger and he ate him, he said, with some kidney beans and the spaghetti bolognese. That's what he told me. That's what he told me. He says he was the guy who started the Tesco horse meat scandal, he said.
Oh, my God.
Jim McCabe put the horse in the burger.
And you can imagine some red top splashing down all over the place.
Yeah. Deathbed confession. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that'd be great, Craig.
Man. God, now that's a terrible way to be heading into a weekend worrying about you dying. Nothing to do with you dying. Yeah. What the implications might be
for
me.
Let's just hope Jim dies first. It's better for all of us, apparently.
Yeah. I can't believe I concur with that. Oh, my God. I'm not able for any more. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to finish there.
Yeah, no,
I don't want you accusing me of anything else.
Yeah, no, don't worry, everybody. I would never accuse Jim of a crime he didn't commit. Simply the ones who I know he did commit.
Get out!
Right, I'm getting out of here.